It's a rare, beautiful day in late summer, and despite having both hips replaced about a year ago, one Richmond resident is walking down a quiet West End street.
Hello. Hey, how are you? My name's Dawn Adams. I'm running for the House of Delegates.
Adams is one of the 60 Democratic candidates running in contested races across the Commonwealth this year. She's also part of the so-called Hillary 17. Her race is one of the traditional Republican districts where Hillary Clinton beat Donald Trump. And to narrow her down even further, she's one of five openly lesbian, gay, or transgender candidates running across the state. Much of the media attention has gone to Danica Rome, the Northern Virginia Democrat who is also transgender and is aiming to unseat ultra-conservative delegate Bob Marshall. And while Rome's LGBTQ identity has bolstered her campaign, Adams and others are still trying to put their own in context.
It's not something I put out there, and in this district, I think there's sort of I would say there's definitely mixed feelings, but there's also a sort of a benign neglect of the topic, because if you're doing your job, that's what people care about.
That's something Senator Adam Eben is all too familiar with. He was the first openly gay General Assembly member when he was elected to the House back in 2003.
I would just say you have to focus on the voters. The election is about the voters. It's not about the candidate. It's not about what the candidate thinks is important.
Back in Richmond, Adams is hoping to connect with voters on an issue she has personal experience with, healthcare. The nurse practitioner turned head of Virginia's Office of Integrated Health has been attending GA sessions for years to defend funding and try and expand healthcare access. But in today's decisive political climate, for folks like Guillerty Palumbi, the guy who answered the door earlier, it's about finding compromise.
I mean, it's become very clear that the rhetoric on both sides is actually, it's out of control.
Adams lets Palumbi speak more. She listens intently. She never brings up her sexuality. But that is the strategy Eben understands.
It's part of who they are, and they shouldn't shy away from it, but they need to emphasize what they have in common with the voters, so they don't need to be... It used to be, in every story about me, it used to say, Adam Eben, openly gay candidate, Adam Eben, openly gay delegate, depending on the issue. And I don't think they need to focus on that, but they certainly... It won't be helpful to them if they're not authentic or if they try and hide anything.
That's what Ben Hickson is doing out in Culpeper, about 90 miles northwest of Richmond. His partner of 13 years, Chris, is driving us through a suburban neighborhood near the city's bustling downtown. While Hickson's door-knocking pitch doesn't open with a line about his sexual preference, it is one of the reasons he decided to run. His opponent, incumbent Nick Freitas, sponsored some religious liberty legislation that was vetoed by Governor Terry McAuliffe earlier this year.
You know, people can hate me all they want, but I shouldn't have to pay them while they do it.
Chris pulls over when we get to a Target house. We get out and get the door slammed on us a few times. Hickson says that happens, but he prefers speaking with voters who lean Republican because he thinks his message resonates with those on the right and the left.
It's like when FDR said, we're for freedom of speech for everyone, freedom of religion for everyone. But we're also from freedom from fear and freedom from poverty. So these are the four freedoms.
With only a few months until election day, both candidates have time to adjust their message. And perhaps that might include more forwardness about their orientation. But in the meantime, back in Richmond, Adams just hopes she can make a difference in those who come after her.
The General Assembly has never had, a lesbian who is openly lesbian. But that would be a history-making event.
From Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.